Chief of Army Staff, COAS, General Asim Munir, reiterated the country's firm resolve to counter terrorism and support development in Balochistan during an interaction with participants of the 15th National Workshop Balochistan, held at General Headquarters, GHQ, Rawalpindi. Speaking during a workshop on Monday, General Munir underlined the government's commitment to socioeconomic uplift in Balochistan, the Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, said in a statement. The scale and scope of ongoing and planned initiatives should serve to dispel the blatant disinformation in this regard, he said. Many development projects have already started bearing fruit, benefiting the people of Balochistan, he added. He commended civil society, particularly youth-led efforts, for fostering awareness and contributing to the province's progress. Their role is critical in enabling the progress leading to prosperity, the COAS added. Highlighting security concerns, General Munir warned that foreign-sponsored terrorism remains the most serious threat to Balochistan's stability. The nefarious designs of hostile elements, who seek to incite violence, spread fear, and destabilize the province, will not be allowed to succeed, he stated. He condemned those who, under the guise of Baloch identity, engage in terrorism. Terrorist groups that perpetrate terror in name of Baloch identity to advance their petty insidious agenda are a blemish on Baloch honor and patriotism, he said. Reiterating Pakistan's commitment to peace, he noted, Pakistan seeks peace in the region and beyond. However, if Pakistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity is violated, Pakistan will respond with full force to preserve its national prestige and well-being of its people. COAS Munir asserted that the armed forces and law enforcement agencies, backed by the nation's support, will continue their campaign to eliminate terrorism. Pakistan's armed forces and law enforcement agencies will continue to fight menace of terrorism with the complete support of the people of Pakistan, he concluded. The workshop hosted a diverse group of parliamentarians, bureaucrats, civil society members, youth, academia, and media representatives, with a strong focus on representation from Balochistan. It aimed to equip the province's future leadership with deeper insight into national and provincial challenges.